Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned previously, that a quality that a person contains manifests itself in many different ways. It cannot just be claimed that a person is an alim and then not have certain signs to show that he is an alim. Signs that come about from that being of a scholar, not that you know he acts or he pretends and he does riyah and so on and so forth. No. Or she even. There are certain signs that will manifest itself from that person that shows other people, oh, this is a true scholar. Or rather, a person should look for these signs and say, oh no, this is a true scholar. Because of the signs that the Imams have told us that a scholar possesses. Or any other of the other traits. Whether it be generosity, whether it be aestheticism, and so on and so forth. So in this tradition, which is in two parts, and in this we'll just mention the first part. In our next discussion, we'll mention the second part. So in this one, the Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, says that from the indicators of a scholar, so very clear, that from those things that indicate that this person is a scholar is what? That this scholar, when he is criticized, when somebody takes one of his opinions and says, no, this opinion, it's not right in my opinion because of A, B, C, D. And if those critiques are in place, they are valid, a true scholar will accept it. So a scholar has given a particular opinion, another scholar has come, or even another person has come and has critiqued it. It said, no, this is not correct because of A, B, C, D. A true scholar will say, thank you. Thank you for showing me my flaws and thank you for enabling me to progress in my knowledge. Why? Because if a person is critiqued, it then forces him in a good way to go and find out why was I wrong? Where can I fix this? Where can I improve on this? This is a true scholar. A scholar is the person who continuously seeks progress. And the only way a person can progress is when critique is done. In the Islamic world, if you really want to see how the knowledge of the Islamic scholars progress, it is because of the critiques of those who even at times were not actually aware of what they were saying. But they critiqued, and it then resulted in the true scholars, those who knew what they were saying, to go and to explain it in a better, in a clearer, and even by doing so, find out new angles and finding out new realms and new answers for that particular question. So this is the first part of the hadith from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will mention the second part. So just to kind of summarize, the Imam alayhi salam says that from the indicators of a scholar, of an alim, is that he accepts the critiques of others for his sayings and his opinions. So inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.